Well, Frederick, welcome back to Golfers on Golf. Exciting times at Titleist. It seems like if there's not improvements to the golf ball, there's new clubs and things coming out. But one of the big things is yet another refinement in the Pro V1, Pro V1X line. And tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a great time to be a golfer, Rory. A lot of exciting products out there. None more exciting or influential in the game than new Pro V1. You know, it's 25 years since we launched the original back in October of 2000. And here we are 25 years later with the latest generation of the best and most popular golf ball in the world.
Well, for a while, it seemed like you were sort of doing an upgrade on the ball every other year. Is that still Titleist's plan to, you know, whatever refinements are coming will be on every two-year spread?
We really try to stick to that two-year product life cycle, unless something really mind-blowing comes across in R&D and we just got to get it to market. We think golfers like a two-year product life cycle because it gives them time to get into the new product, play it, learn what they love about it, but then also give us feedback on how we can improve it for the future. We can't do it in less than 2 years, so we love the two-year product life cycle. And now in 25, the latest generation of Pro V1 and Pro V1X is our best yet, thanks to that ability to gather information over that two-year period.
Well, for the golfer that's going to walk in a pro shop this year and have the option of buying the new edition, they're going to say, well, what does this one do that the dozen I bought last year didn't do?
Yeah. New core formulations for both Pro V1 and Pro V1X this year. And that is really from direct feedback from the tour player, the PGA Tour player, the LPGA Tour player, wanting more spin. More spin and control with their kind of mid to short irons. And so we looked at a bunch of different technologies, cover, casing layer, core. We settled on core because this reformulation gives us a little more speed off the tee, but a little more spin and control into the greens.
I was going to say, I know a lot of equipment companies, you get your feedback, you know, working with tour players. And, you know, Bob Volke for years used to tell us, I have the best laboratory in the world. He goes, it's called the PGA Tour to get feedback from every time I come out with a new wedge. So I'm sure your Titleist staff players, whether they're club pros or tour pros, you're getting a lot of feedback from them on what they want to see the golf ball do.
Yeah, you know, each week on tour in a full field event, we'll have over 100 players playing our product. That is the best laboratory in the world. Bob Volke's absolutely right. And I smile every time he says that because the same is true on the golf ball side. We have four individuals in R&D. Their entire job is to go connect with players on tours around the world and understand how we can improve our golf balls to help them play better. So it's 100 on the PGA Tour, but you multiply that by multiple tours and it gets pretty high pretty quickly. What better way to learn what's going to improve your game than asking the best players in the world?
Well, one of the most frequent questions that I get from people is they'll say, what's really the difference between a Pro V1 or a Pro V1X? What's the difference in the balls?
We get that question all the time, too, and it really comes down to three key factors. Flight, Pro V1 will fly a little lower than Pro V1X. Spin, Pro V1 spins a little less than Pro V1X. And feel, Pro V1's a little softer than Pro V1X. So if you're a golfer that needs higher flight and higher spin, and we see that from a lot of golfers, help get the ball up in the air, check out Pro V1X. Conversely, if you're someone who needs to keep it down, you hit the ball high or you generate too much spin, Pro V1's a great ball to go play. You can't go wrong with either golf ball, but if you hone in on those key differences with what's right for your game, you'll get optimized in that fashion.
Tell me a little bit about the price point. People, a lot of times, the first thing golfers say is, oh, the new one just came out, whether it's a driver, whether it's a putter, whether it's a golf ball, that means we're going to be paying more.
Yeah.
How much of an increase is Titleist?
No price change for 2025. Obviously, pricing's up to the individual retailer, but our suggested retail price is $54.99. So you can find that as the same as the last generation. Golf shops everywhere starting on the 25th of January.
One of the great deals that Titleist has offered for a while, and maybe it's more so through your retailers, but sometimes early in the spring, you come in and you buy three or four dozen balls, you get that next dozen for free. Is there any kind of plans to, in an effort to get more of these new balls in the bags of golfers? The spring promotion will be back again this year.
Yeah, that's our loyalty rewarded promotion. You buy four golf balls and we'll charge you for three. You can get your initials imprinted on them. You can get the specific number you want on the golf ball, whether it's all ones or all 57s or whatever your favorite number might be. That will run this spring from the middle of March into early early April. So either check out your local golf shop or come to titleist.com and you can participate in that.
Are you still building these balls at, I forget which number it is, Plant 2 or something like that up in the Northeast?
Yeah, we have Titleist Ball Plant 2 and 3 in New England, and Titleist Ball Plant 4, which we built about a decade ago in Thailand. Combined, we make over 1 million golf balls every day across those three plants that are fully owned and operated by us.
And golf ball sales for Titleist, I'm sure, continue to go up every year, especially with the spike in golf over the last few years.
We're really pleased with what we've seen from the industry in terms of participation, rounds of play, and that kind of sticking. 2024 is going to set another record for rounds of play in the U.S. That's not just good for us at Titleist. That's good for the whole industry. It promotes a healthy industry. And so we're pleased with what we've seen. We think a lot of new entrants in COVID that came into the game have stuck. And we think it's thanks to PGA professionals like we're surrounded with at this merchandise show, who care about the game, work hard every day to provide a great experience, are great teachers. And when you marry that with great products like we have, we think everybody who's come to golf is enjoying it, and we couldn't be more pleased with where the industry is right now.
Okay, finally, if there's people that want to be a little more scientific and learn the specs of the golf balls, where can they read more?
There's a wealth of knowledge on Titleist.com. You'll have access to technical videos about our golf balls. If you want to just learn more about golf equipment technology in general, we have a section on Titleist.com called Learning Lab. You can understand about why balls have dimples, why drivers are shaped the way they're shaped, all sorts of information about golf equipment and why it's designed the way it is from a scientific standpoint. If you just want to learn what's different about Pro V1 and Pro V1 Max, or get a recommendation for which ball's right for your game, go to Titleist.com. It's all there as well.
Frederick Waddell, thanks for joining us here at Golfers and Golf.
Great to be with you, Roy.